And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. A former Monroe police officer has been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. The U.S. Justice Department said on Wednesday that a federal judge in Shreveport sentenced 44-year-old Jared Preston Desidier to 78 months detention. Desidier pleaded guilty in July. He admitted to kicking a suspect in the face as the man was lying on the ground with his hands behind his back. That incident happened in April 2020 when Desidier was a Monroe police officer. The 2022 LHSAA Prep Football Classic kicks off today in the Caesars Superdome, and 8 champions will be crowned over the next 3 days. Earlier in the football season, the LHSAA Executive Committee approved a new postseason format, and Association Executive Director Eddie Bonine says it's led to more competitive games.
I think the format was successful, and I'm excited about having all the games being played back in the Superdome, in my opinion, which you've always known this, is where I think they all belong.
2 championship games will be played tonight, 3 on Friday and 3 more on Saturday. Bonine says a $25 ticket gets you in the dome for the day.
We tried to keep the cost out of the ticket holders' hands, but if you look at the cost that people were paying for the quarterfinals and semifinals at those respective schools, our ticket price for a facility like this and the ticket price we have is reasonable.
This year's Prep Classic features some familiar teams like Oak Grove, Ouachita Christian, Lafayette Christian, St. Charles Catholic, and Union Parish. But Brother Martin is making its first appearance since 1989. Ruston is back in the Dome for the first time since 1998. And North DeSoto is making its first ever appearance. Bonine's excited to see some new teams in the Classic.
I don't believe it has to do a lot with the overall format. I think it just has to do that schools they've been working hard. The coaches have been doing a good job. Let's use North DeSoto for an example. Have been doing a good job preparing their athletes to get here.
Now, today's first game kicks off at 4:30. It's Ouachita Christian versus Vermilion Catholic. Students are mourning the death of 3 Southern University Human Jukebox band members.
19-year-old Tyron Williams, 21-year-old Dalen Young, and 19-year-old Broderick Moore, all struck by an 18-wheeler after stopping to change a flat tire near Natchitoches. Southern University graduate and band alumni Kimonte Avery says this is hard to accept.
Now that those 3 members are gone, it'll kind of feel uneasy.
Current student Isaiah Clay says the boys will be remembered.
They meant a lot to their community because they were in the band and they're part of different things on campus.
The university is offering grief counseling to students affected. I'm Whitney Thomas.
And I'm Corey Crow.